Welcome, everyone, and happy Tuesday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to be joined this afternoon for the first hour by my good friend and yours, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, to help us all make sense of the seemingly conflictual federal district court rulings about Donald Trump's apparent deployment of Texas National Guardsmen and women in Oregon or Illinois, or maybe elsewhere, or California National Guard troops in Illinois or Oregon. What is even happening? We're going to get into all of that, but I've got a bit of breaking news to cover with you all first. Obviously, we know this isn't quite news, but I'm going to break it with you at the top of the show here. As we all know, we've got the No Kings protest coming up on October 18th. You can go to nokings.org, find out where one of those gatherings is going to be close to home. They are all across the country. Those mobilization efforts, the planned events, the locations, the number of people expected, already far exceeding the first round of these protests from back in June. That was on June 14th. So this is supposed to be much, much bigger. And if you happen to live in the southeastern Wisconsin area, maybe you listen to me on the station that I come to all of you from, which is WAUK. Now you can find that station, of course, on 101.3 FM as well as 540 AM. If you're in the southeastern Wisconsin area, none other than yours truly, Maggie Dawn, will be emceeing the No Kings protest that will be occurring starting at Cathedral Square in downtown Milwaukee. So if you want to see me in action in 3D, come on down. It's going to be the place to be here in southeastern Wisconsin. But again, protests all across the state and the nation. Check out where one is. Register to attend. You can go to nokings.org. In fact, we're going to have one of the No Kings protest founders with us on this fine program on October 16th, just a couple of days. That's a Thursday before the No Kings protest on October 18th. So mark your calendars for both dates. Check out one of the founders here on the show on October 16th, and of course, be at those gatherings on October 18th. Also want to issue a big, big thank you to all of our fine listeners who participated in Civic Media's multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold. We gave away some amazing prizes. Just wanted to congratulate Ron and Madison, who listens on WMDX, Angie from Hammond, listening on WSCM. We've got Luann listening and Amory on WLAK, a bunch of other listeners, including Dave and Kenosha on WRJN, and our grand prize winner, Dennis from Minocqua, listening on CQM. Thank you, everybody. Congratulations to our prize winners. It has been a pleasure to bring that contest to you for the last couple of weeks to kick off this big fall season of sports. Of course, we got the Packers playing. They had a bye week this past weekend. That gave us all time to be focused in on those Milwaukee Brewers. We're going to talk about the Brewers a little bit more in the 5 o'clock hour, which we have dedicated entirely to sounding off. This is your opportunity to participate in this show. What's been on your mind? The news comes fast and furious. We can barely keep up with it here at Civic Media. So you can talk to us about what is top of mind for you. We're going to do that today at 5 p.m. I got a couple of two, three things I want to sound off about the Brewers, about some of it dealing with their announcing, some of it dealing with the home plate umpire yesterday at the game. I was there, one of the most amazing, exciting baseball games I've been to in quite some time. But of course, the bulk of that sound off segment for a full hour this afternoon will be talking about politics. With all of that, let's turn to actual breaking news. Folks, Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call announcing today he is not running for governor and that he will seek re-election to be Wisconsin's Attorney General. I gotta say, I'm not super surprised to see that from the Attorney General, given the crowded field of all of candidates that have already declared on the Democratic side with high name recognition. So again, not super surprised to see that. In other statewide news, there was a little kerfuffle, perhaps I could call it, Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter has been removed from a legislative committee following a heated dispute about Republican legislation that would ban public funds from covering health care for undocumented immigrants. Apparently, during this discussion, Senator Carpenter reached over the table where the lawmakers were seated and tried to take the gavel away from committee chairman Senator Chris Kapanga of Delafield. Just as a reminder, under federal law, folks that are here without documents cannot receive Medicare, Medicaid, or any ACA coverage or a subsidy under ACA coverage. The only way that someone who is here that is undocumented gets any health care under any of those programs, you can thank that the president that enacted that law was Ronald Reagan. You can thank Republicans for that. Ronald Reagan signing the EMTALA law back in the 1980s, which means if somebody shows up in an emergency room, you don't get to ask them for their citizenship documents if they are dying of a heart attack. Hospitals are required to provide care. Again, Republicans that might want to shut that off, basically what you're going to do is guarantee the closure of rural hospitals because they won't get reimbursed for that coverage that they provide. Also today, some news from Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. He said this today. He's going to make repealing Wisconsin's defunct same-sex marriage ban a priority if elected governor, pledging to lead the fight to do so by calling a special session of the legislature. I think this is absolutely terrific. Kudos to Mr. County Executive. Why is this so important? Well, because we have a Supreme Court that is unmoored from reality, no longer represents the beliefs or the viewpoints of the vast majority of Americans, including when it comes to basic freedoms, like who we get to marry, you know, that kind of stuff. And I do think that there is a legitimate risk that gay marriage gets overturned by the Supreme Court under the same sort of fig leaf guise of, oh, well, we'll just let the states figure it out. So getting rid of this ban here in the state of Wisconsin is absolutely essential. Good on ya, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. In other breaking news, and we'll discuss this more again in the 5 o'clock hour, Donald Trump is now saying that they may not pay furloughed federal workers that are not showing up for work right now because of the shutdown, which we can thank Republicans for. But it's not all of them that might not get paid, just, you know, the ones that Donald Trump doesn't like. I can't believe that this type of thing comes out of the president's mouth. We are talking about civil servants. We are talking about people who do their job in a nonpartisan way, many of whom have made serving the American people their life's work. Here's the respect that the Cheeto in Chief gives to these people who have given to you and me and everyone in this country for their entire careers. Let's take a listen to this cut, cut three.
Is it the White House's position that furloughed workers should be paid for their back pay?
I would say it depends on who we're talking about. I can tell you this, the Democrats have put a lot of people in great risk and jeopardy, but it really depends on who you're talking about. But for the most part, we're going to take care of our people. There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way. Okay? Thank you.
That's insane. It's also illegal. Very, very illegal. I'm going to leave it there. We've got so much to talk about. Welcome to the program, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, James Santel, of course, host of his Saturday morning show across this network, Amicus, A Law Review. Thanks for being here, Jim.
Maggie, always good to be with you. On that last story, as you know well, I was one of those officials during a shutdown who had to look at, as you just described them accurately, hardworking civil servants showing up, again, without getting a paycheck right now, and now being told by the president that when this is all over, whenever this lunacy is all over, you're not going to get paid for any of it. It is beyond just an employment issue. It goes to the basic core of who we are as a nation. And telling those civil servants, as you said, some of you maybe so, I'll take a look at it. Some of you maybe not. What is the deciding factor on that? It is just the president's latest outrageous statement about the population of good working civil servants in our nation.
Yeah, there's simply no place for that. There should be no place for that from any politician, least of which the President of the United States. So he's somehow going to discern the personal political beliefs of tens of thousands of federal workers and pay those that maybe voted for him, but not pay those that didn't vote for him? And how, pray tell, would he suss that out? Might it be the seizure of voting records from states, which is also unconstitutional since the federal government has nothing to do with the administration of elections? That was a specific separation of powers and authorities that our founders were very clear about, you know, to prevent a president from trying to steal elections by, I don't know, again, seizing voting machines and voting records. This is absolutely insane. By the way, a South Carolina judge's home exploded. I think it just happened yesterday. This judge became the ire of MAGA because she ruled that the Trump administration couldn't seize voting records in South Carolina. She got doxxed online by the MAGA far right. They don't think at this point in time, I haven't read anything that's attributing it to arson, but just shocking times. This very concept that, well, we'll pay those that are on our side. None of the civil service, Mr. President, is on your side or Democrat side. They're on nobody's side but the American people. How dare you insert that kind of litmus testing to pay whether or not to pay people? It is unconscionable. And here is, we'll take this last sound. This is Speaker of the House. I'm going to call him sycophant number one, Mike Johnson, saying effectively the same thing, that they might not pay some federal workers. Take a listen to this.
It is true that in previous shutdowns, many or most of them have been paid for the time that they were furloughed. But there is new legal analysis. I don't know the details. I just saw a headline this morning. I'm not read in on it, and I haven't spoken to the White House about it. But there are some legal analysts who are saying that that may not be appropriate or necessary in terms of the law requiring that back pay be provided. So I'm sure that'll be there will be a lot of discussion about that.
Unbelievable. Like the Speaker of the House, well, I haven't read it. I don't know anything about it. But, you know, it may be appropriate to just stiff arm certain federal employees.
Right.
And a reminder, folks, none of this is necessary at all. None of it. If Republicans would simply be honest with the American people about the restoration of the ACA insurance credits and subsidies, none of which go to undocumented folks, to ensure that working Americans, farmers, small business owners, those that work for employers that don't provide health insurance can continue to access health insurance. We continue this discussion on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.